AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Parts of Iowa hit by powerful tornadoes earlier this week are in line for possibly more bad weather tonight into tomorrow. Forecasters say three separate powerful tornadoes carved long paths totaling 130 miles across Iowa Tuesday. Four people were killed in Greenfield, Iowa. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell is there.
As much as I've been watching the videos and seeing the pictures of the tornado damage, it just does not do it justice. When you're here on the ground and you can see the homes gone, or you can talk to a member who lost their home and they shared their story of how they just barely escaped death.
The Justice Department filed a sweeping antitrust lawsuit against Ticketmaster and parent company Live Nation.
The suit accuses them of running an illegal monopoly over live events in America, suffocating their competition and jacking up ticket prices.
It is time to break it up.
Attorney General Merrick Garland detailed a string of anti-competitive practices, including long-term deals to keep venues from choosing rival ticket companies and threatening venues who don't use Ticketmaster. It's the latest example of the Biden administration targeting companies it accuses of engaging in monopolies. It sued Apple 2 months ago. Live Nation calls the allegations baseless and says competition has actually cut into Ticketmaster's profits. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The police officer who arrested golfer Scotty Scheffler at the PGA Championship in Louisville is being disciplined for not having his body cam activated.
We understand the seriousness of the failure to capture this interaction, which is why our officer has received corrective action for this policy violation.
An interaction involving Scheffler allegedly resulted in the officer being dragged to the ground. The Louisiana legislature voted to make abortion pills controlled dangerous substances. This is AP News. Iran has buried its president, foreign minister, and others killed in a helicopter crash.
Hundreds of thousands of people crowded into Mashhad, about 470 miles east of Iran's capital, Tehran. They gathered in Mashhad by the Holy Imam Reza Shrine to pay their final respects to late Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi. Many were dressed in black and beating their chests and heads in a sign of mourning, common in Shiite ceremonies. It was a final sign of respect for a protege of Iran's supreme leader, who was recently killed in a helicopter crash. His burial caps days of processionals through much of Iran, seeking to bolster the country's theocracy during a politically sensitive moment for Iran, both at home and abroad. I'm Karen Shamas.
The U.S. is expected to announce an additional $275 million in military aid for Ukraine tomorrow. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.